He could not help seeing how shallow, fickle, and meaningless all human aspirations are, and how emptily our real impulses contrast with those pompous ideals we profess to hold. Then he would have recourse to the polite laughter they had taught him to use against the extravagance and artificiality of dreams. For he saw that the daily life of our world is every inch as extravagant and artificial, and far less worthy of respect because of its poverty and beauty, and its silly reluctance to admit its own lack of reason and purpose. In this way he became a kind of humorist, for he did not see that even humor is empty in a mindless universe devoid of any true standard of consistency or inconsistency. In the first days of his bondage, he had turned to the gentle, churchly faith endeared to him by his naive trust of his fathers, for thence stretched mystic avenues which seemed to promise escape from life. Only on closer view did he mark the starved fancy and beauty, the stale and prosy triteness, and the owlish gravity and grotesque claims of solid truth, which reigned boresomely and overwhelmingly among most of its professors, or feel to the full the awkwardness with which it sought to keep alive